8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now with this week's NFL picks, it's Joe Dickhead.
Yes, everybody, this is Joe Dickhead, high above the strip in Las Vegas for Joe Dickhead's NFL picks.
And I'm the professor. Along with Joe Dickhead, we've butchered more picks in the National Football League than any two assholes yet. And if you'll listen to what we're picking this week, you can be sure to win yourself a lot of money. Isn't that what you tell yourself every week anyway? Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
All right, Professor, we've got some interesting games this week. The first one is Jacksonville and Buffalo. I believe Jacksonville will win that game.
Well, that's great, because they already played it and Buffalo won.
Moving on to the next game, it's Arizona. Yes, the Arizona Cardinals, very interesting against. It's the Atlanta Falcons. Doesn't Atlanta and Arizona start with an A?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean one is the other. The other is...
It's Atlanta at New Orleans. The Atlanta Falcons, a team that has, of course, been schizophrenic over time, suffering from the humiliating defeat at the hands of the Chicago Bears. And last week, the Atlanta Falcons didn't do themselves any favors by losing in overtime to the San Francisco 49ers. That's why I think, as illogical as it sounds, as ridiculous as it sounds, Atlanta will win.
This is the professor. Call our hotline, 213-251-3189, and we'll tell you who we think will win the Atlanta-New Orleans game.
But if you're listening to the radio right now, we think it's Atlanta.
If you're not listening to the radio, call our hotline, and we'll tell you who we think will win.
I love the Baltimore-Cleveland game, the Baltimore Ravens. On the road against Green Bay last week, they lose, and Cleveland at Paul Brown Stadium takes it in the shorts from the Cincinnati Bengals. Professor, who do you like?
Who do I like? Well, I like you.
In the football game, who do you...
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Cleveland is all fired up when they're back at home in the dog pound. The Baltimore Ravens cannot do diddly squat without a quality quarterback, and I don't think Elvis Gerback is the answer to their problems there. I like Cleveland by 1,600 points.
Yes, we like the Cleveland Browns at home, and they're giving 1,600 points in that game.
Carolina at Washington. The Washington Redskins are so bad that it defies the telling. Although the Carolina Panthers have just edged out the last couple of weeks from being considered one of the all-time crap can teams themselves. Carolina last week, I think, won.
I think you're right.
But I'm not going to look at the schedule to see if I'm right or not.
This week, we like the Washington Redskins at home. And why is that? You can only push a man's face into the dirt for so long. You can only back a man up against the wall for so long. You can only bend a man over for so long before he comes out fighting or smiling. That's why we like the Washington Redskins at home against the Carolina Panthers, and we're giving away, what do you think?
2,000 points.
We think Washington will win that game by 2,000 points.
Call our hotline right now, 213-251-3189. You'll find out who we like in the Carolina-Washington game.
What?
Oh, we just told them, right.
Moving on, Chicago at Cincinnati. The Chicago Bears and the Cincinnati Bengals. A bear is a very ferocious creature, but a Bengal is a tiger with stripes, no less. Something that prowls the forests and jungles of India. That's why we like the Cincinnati Bengals.
There's no doubt the Bengals will beat the Bears this weekend because a Bengal cat is much more fast-moving than a bear. A bear is very slow.
The New England Patriots against the Indianapolis Colts. Well, a Patriot is a human being.
A Colt is nothing but a horse.
A human rides a horse.
We think the Patriots will win based upon that information.
Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One guy works in a steel mill, and the other guy's a pirate. Steel workers are tough. They know how to drink whiskey and beat their wives. But a Buccaneer, that's a badass.
I would say the Buccaneer would beat a steel. Any guy working a steel mill up against a pirate, I don't know. That's tough.
Well, I say the Buccaneer.
Then I say the Buccaneer, too. Yeah, a pirate would beat a steeler.
Rams against the New York Jets is no contest at all. A ram? What, a goat? With some with horns, right? A jet? would run that thing over on the runway, stick that thing up the turbine of a jet that would turn that thing into smoked mutton. We love the New York Jets at home against the St. Louis Rams this weekend.
This is Joe Dickhead and the Professor with our NFL picks based upon the nicknames of the teams and which sounds more badass.
The Tennessee Titans and the Detroit Lions. What is a Titan?
I looked it up. A Titan is a giant.
And a lion is just a lion.
That's right. So if you had a giant guy against a lion,
I'd say the Titan would win.
We like Tennessee against Detroit.
The Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers. Now, what is that all about? Okay, so in other words, it's a horse and a lightning bolt? I don't know how to pick that one.
Well, a lightning bolt would fry a horse's ass bigger than hell, so...
Yeah, you got it. San Diego over Denver in that game.
This is Joe Dickhead and the Professor with Kansas City and Arizona.
The Arizona Cardinals against the Kansas City Chiefs. One's an Indian, the other's a bird.
Why, that Indian had put a spear through that bird's ass, lickety-split.
No doubt about it, Kansas City beats Arizona. The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Is there any contest there? Guys that pack fish for a living against warriors from Scandinavia? Yeah, right. The Minnesota Vikings win that ball game.
Finally, it's the Philadelphia Eagles against the New York Giants. See Tennessee at Detroit.
This is Joe Dickhead.
And I'm the Professor.
If you lose any money this weekend,
don't say we didn't warn you. NFL Picks with Joe Dickhead and the Professor. Copyright here, The Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show, coast to coast, here on the Premier Radio Networks.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I tried to get this call going earlier in the show, and we weren't able to, but now we will for you. We had a caller named Osama, and he tried to get some stuff started, and we just wouldn't allow it. And this is pretty much what it sounded like. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Osama in New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Of course, Osama's not my real name, but I sort of like Osama.
Oh, I really thought it was.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I thought I was talking to Osama bin Laden.
I sort of like the guy. See, now
wow.
all of the
wow, that's so shocking. That is so shocking, sir.
You know, all
you
of
like
the anti-Arab
the
racism.
You've
and,
called the
bigot-
talk show and said something shocking.
Look, can I speak?
I'll decide. Go ahead. If I hear something stupid, I'll jump in.
Now,
again.
Listen, all of the anti-Arab
yes, Osama.
Racism.
Is you spell that with a U or an O?
I can't get in a sentence with this guy, man. You just
yeah, I know.
Don't
it's
want
tough.
To shut up.
Okay, go ahead, Osama.
Now, all
I wonder
of the
if he, I wonder if he spells that with a U or an O. That's the thing that I'm wondering
air,
right now.
One of the reasons why
and I wonder if he gives
Afghans,
it to his mama as good
Afghans.
As he gives it to his wife.
I mean,
those
all,
are
all I've been
of
hearing
that,
is a lot of anti-Arab jokes.
I don't know whether he buggers boys or not, too, and stuff like that. But God forbid that I talk over the top of him, you know, and stuff like that. I don't want to talk over top of the guy.
I mean,
I'd like to hear what he's got to say, but at the present moment right now, there's nothing but a whole lot of drivel coming out of his mouth.
I like the Afghans.
Of course, I believe the Cleveland Rams, when they first moved to Los Angeles in 1945, I believe it was Marion Motley who said it very well. We have to strike from the north and open the road to Kabul.
You don't like that, huh?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
You don't like what I said, right?
I didn't hear it. Could you repeat it?
You want me to repeat everything
yes.
I just said?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
Nah.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, I'm not going to entertain you like that, you jerk.
I'm sorry. Don't go away mad.
Huh?
Don't go away mad.
Go away mad? You think you are, what do you want me to do, entertain you or something? Huh?
Just repeat what you said. I didn't get it, okay?
Repeat
I was
what?
Getting,
no,
I was getting
I'm
coffee.
I'm not going to repeat what I just said. Do you want me to go through that whole sentence?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
I just told you, I'm a supporter of the Afghans.
Well, okay. Is that it? That's all you said? It took you like a minute.
Well, I just don't feel that the U.S.
Anyway,
have
I think
any
it was Marion Motley who said in 1945 that the Rams moving
I mean, they,
into
know,
that area, I think,
you know,
would be a very interesting thing.
You know,
And, of course, the Dodgers in 1958, they came to Los Angeles. That's right. They went from Brooklyn to L.A. That was the other way around. I thought they moved from L.A. to Brooklyn, but I didn't. But one of the things about Ebbets Field, many people believe it was a beautiful place. They had a lot of those nice, you know, the ballpark itself, of course, had that weird right field wall, which is where Carfarillo had to get that ball bounce right off that, about that, the very bottom of the wall and would bounce off. Is that it?
Yeah, well, America's great for just launching missiles, but when it
we are
when it gets down,
we launch missiles, we launch fly balls. As a matter of fact, by the way, McGuire with those 70 dingers, you got to hand it to Bobby Bonds, 73. It's beautiful, beautiful thing when a guy is knocking 73 out of 70. Now, a lot of people think it's because the pitching is weaker. A lot of people think that the pitching hasn't kept up to the hitting. I prefer to believe that it is indeed the fact that we have stronger hitters. We do have a couple of pitchers that are probably overpowering in Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. But I would say beyond them, there isn't really any dominant pitching force in the American League or the National. For that matter, that Chan Ho Park got all of that money. Kevin Brown, by the way, of course, got another $100 million, and that was the kind of thing that I couldn't believe. And you know, the other thing is that most of them, what?
Pussies, right?
Like, look, I know you're going to be angry, but you're going to need to repeat that again.
Nah, I don't think so.
I didn't hear it.
I don't think so. I was getting.
They had some knish downstairs, and
huh?
I was just picking up some reading material while you were talking. I wanted to read.
Read? What? Well, read what?
Just some magazines.
Hey, you know,
dirty magazines.
Have you been opening your mail?
I was reading
lately?
Some dirty magazines and stuff. And
maybe somebody will send you a letter.
Yeah, I have been opening my mail lately, and I got some nice white powder in it.
You know,
today.
You know what? The terrorists, they've already won. They've already won.
But you know, one of the things about Mark McGuire's 70 dingers in 1998 was a tremendous effort at the part of all of us to realize that steroids can be a helpful thing taken in very small quantities. The steroid thing that was going on, of course, around the World Wrestling Federation, all the wrestlers and that kind of thing, that was destructive. But I think what McGuire was doing in terms of the steroids was constructive in that he wasn't taking too much. And by the way, it was a steroid that was legal, okay? That was the whole thing. And the legal steroids, I think, are the very, very good thing. Now, if you take Bobby Bonds and the fact that he was knocking those 73 dingers, that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
You don't like that, huh? What I just said, right?
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
You don't like it because...
I didn't hear it. I was out.
You don't like
I was
it.
Out of the room.
You don't like it.
I was out of the
true.
Room. I was grabbing
it's
some knish, and I was getting
hurt,
some omelets. They're doing some
really
omelets down the hall, as a matter of fact. It was really a lot of fun getting just the wonderful foods that people are catering in here to Premier Radio these days. The sliced ham and the roast beef. We've got a very nice dill rye. Have you tried the dill rye, man? And you get that mustard on top of that thing and all that corn beef. Oh, man, that corn beef is the most fantastic thing with the corn beef. And plus the pastrami. You got to get that pastrami. Have you had that lean pastrami they got over Jerry's Deli? If you get that and then you put that with the corned beef, I like to stack that big turkey pastrami sandwich really high. You put the toothpick through that thing and that wonderful Reuben's. It is fantastic. What?
And, you know, the terrorists,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The terrorists.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
You heard what I said.
No, I didn't. I was out getting a stacked beef sandwich.
What, were you stuffing it up your a-hole?
Up my a-hole?
Yeah, the beef sandwich.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was. Is there something wrong with that? You got a problem with that?
I
took that beef sandwich and I jammed it right up my a-hole. I can tell you right now, it felt as good as anything I've ever felt in my life. Okay, man, I got to run, but it's been great. I'm sorry I didn't hear much of what you said, but I'm sure everybody else enjoyed it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. There you go. That was Osama. I never did figure out what the hell it was he was trying to say because, well, there was so much to tell you about steroids and roast beef sandwiches up a-hoes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. So did you get my picks for the NFL, or do you care? Okay, I like Buffalo over Jacksonville. Funny, they already won. I like New Orleans over Atlanta. I like Cleveland over Baltimore. I like the Carolina Panthers over Washington. I like the Cincinnati Bengals over Chicago. I think Indianapolis will beat New England at home. I think Tampa Bay will beat Pittsburgh at home. I think St. Louis is going to go into New York and make them wish that they were never born. I think Tennessee is going to lose to Detroit at home. Denver and San Diego, the Chargers will win at home over the Denver Broncos. Kansas City will beat Arizona. No, they won't. Arizona's going to beat Kansas City at home. And I think Minnesota's going to get by Green Bay at home. And then I think that the Giants, of course, will do fine, interesting, wonderful things against the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't forget, next Friday, October 26th, we'll broadcast our show live from the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills as part of the 2001 Radio Festival. 64 of my biggest fans and their guests will be part of my live audience for a special local show from 7 to 10. Enter to win a pair of tickets by logging on to philhenryshow.com and look for the link on the main page. That's next Friday, October 26th, 7 to 10 at the Museum of Television and Radio. And it's always fun broadcast. Last year, we had a really good time broadcasting from the museum. We get a good crowd of people, and we had a real good show last year. And it's an opportunity for you to see how we execute the program from a lot of different standpoints. The other thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to set up a PhilCam, as I mentioned earlier, and this is part of our backstage pass for our website. PhilHenryShow.com is now officially a subscription site. But when you get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show, and that is when you subscribe to our website, you get not only our 30-day archive, all the live streaming that you want, so you can hear the show anytime, day or night. You also get a lot of classics like Phil versus Osama, Phil Handler's Creepy Guests, the Bob Swain tribute that we did, and more. And you get all of that stuff. And on top of that, we're going to set up the PhilCam. And the PhilCam is interesting, I think, because we don't ordinarily like people seeing us do the show. But with our PhilCam, every so often, like maybe once a month, we will get people. We will set up our PhilCam so that people can see how we do the radio show. And that is going to be by subscription only. So you got to subscribe to the Phil Henry Show website. Just go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and subscribe. It's only $6.95 a month. And everything, all of the audio, all of our archive stuff, and our PhilCam, and anything else perverted or otherwise that we can think to do, we're going to do on our website. And I think we got close to, well, I don't want to say how many, but the last week we had a really good sign-up. And some people are upset, and I understand you don't get all the free audio anymore. That's just the way it goes. I can't be giving that stuff away anymore, man. Some people are bugged because they want to have free this and free that. It ain't free no more. The days of all that free live streaming on the radio are over. Now you pay one way or the other, or you come to the radio to listen to it. You know, it's costing me money. I have to pay out of my own pocket. I got to pay to put that. Oh, you guys don't want to hear my problems, do you? You just want to talk more about anthrax, don't you? No, I think I'm just going to talk. I have to pay to put that stuff up on the website. That costs me money so that my listeners can hear it when they don't want to go near a radio. When they don't want to go out of their house and get into the car and actually listen to the radio, they want to stay in the bunker complex and listen to their computer. I got to pay for that. It ain't going to happen anymore. I'm sorry. So, forgive me, because I got my, well, I don't want to say who, but Bill Kiesling, I don't want to mention any names, but Bill Kiesling, our webmaster, was very much against this whole subscription idea in the first place, because he's in touch with all the fans, and they wanted all this audio for free, and I said, screw them, and he said, oh, okay. It was a big, long-winded letter that he wrote to me telling me why we should not have people have to pay for the website, why people should get all of that audio for free. And I wrote back up theirs, and he said, thank you. I just wanted a clarification. So that's how we're going to do it, and that's just all the way, you know, it's just, tough, okay? Things have changed, baby. It's not the same world it used to be, not after 9/11. From now on, I'm charging for everything. Because it opened my eyes. So many things have changed me since 9/11. My eyes are now open to the possibilities of life. I feel more in love with the world around me, more in love with life itself. I feel as if I want to be a better American. I want to be a better man, a better husband, but I still want to charge for my audio. I want to be a guy that gives to the world more than he takes out of it. I want to be a man who notices the poor shuffling soul on the street and maybe extends a helping hand. I want to be a guy who maybe extends a little help toward my kids when they need some help with their homework. Not have it all be about me. Not have it all be about my show. But when it comes to my website, you're all going to pay. $6.95 a month. And I don't even get it for free. I whipped out my credit card the other day, and I tried to log on, and I made too many mistakes, and they thought I was trying to violate the system. They thought I was Osama bin Laden. And you know what? Because America's about making a dime, I'm about making a buck. I support my country. That means I'm going to go out and get all the bread I can here in the next whatever time is left to me on this planet. You know, I'm going to be 50 in a year, man. You want to hear me do a whole rap on that? I'm going to be freaking 50. Dig that. You think it ain't going to happen to you? I hope I'm around when it does. And that means I guess got a few years left here, Jim, to go for all the gusto. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So let's spend these last few moments we have together constructively, shall we? 1-800-449-8686. Let's spread some Cremora around the newsroom. I'm kidding. Be right back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have no idea. Since September the 11th, I don't know on any given day who's preempting us, who's running us. You know, too much comedy. They need somebody to get on the air and panic their listeners, so they don't want to have Phil on there because Phil, you know, occasionally he's a little too light and merry. And a little, you know, light in his loafers and kind of just floats a little bit, a little too high above the ground. So he sort of prances his way through the news. And we want someone who will slug their way through the news, be paranoid, panic people, and otherwise speak in very serious and uninformed tones. So I have no idea, for instance, is there anybody in Houston listening to us tonight? Is there anybody in Dallas listening to us tonight? Is there anybody in Kansas City listening to us tonight? Is there anybody, you know, where's Denver? Miami, I know, has preempted us because of Miami Heat basketball. One of the all-time great draws on radio. So I know that happened, and that's fine. I just, you know, I'm going to have to get down here and start kicking in some doors and find out what the hell's going on since September the 11th, because what's happened across the country is in the rush to get a lot of bad information on the air and pretend like people really care about what's in the news. We have been pulled off the air on some radio stations because they think that we're doing too much shtick. And so, for the time being, we'll get, a more serious take on the news. And what that generally means, because I've been in this business long enough, I say this with the greatest of respect, other than maybe a handful of guys, not a program director in this country that can tell me anything about doing a radio show. There's not a one. Other than maybe, you know, four or five very close personal friends. People that, I wouldn't piss on them. No, I'm kidding. They're very nice people. But what happens is, in an effort to sound more serious and like they're really taking the news seriously, they just, all they do is put a lot of misinformation and panicky radio on the air. All right, so let's take some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bernadette. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Bernadette.
Hey, Phil. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
How are you?
Fine. You are. I've been listening to you since '97, and you are the master. You absolutely are.
Well, thanks for listening.
Hey, no problem. I don't think you're doing too much shtick. I mean, when you do your shtick, it's great. But when you're talking about the regular news, I mean, you have the most unique perspective on things. And I love listening to you either way, whether being funny or whether you're talking about Marie and the kids in the swimming pool. It's cool.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Hey, listen, the reason I called is there's going to be a program on tonight in L.A., and if you're at home about 9 o'clock on Channel 28 PBS, they're doing...
Boy, what a Friday night. 9 o'clock, Channel 28 PBS.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or maybe Marie can tape it for you.
Thanks, Bernadette, for even when you think of PBS on a Friday night at home, think of Phil.
It's a specific program. When I saw the promo, I thought of you. It's this new program called 360. Each week it takes a different subject, and it looks at it from every angle. And tonight they're going to do a program.
Anthrax.
They're going to do a program on people who have used their voice in interesting ways in entertainment. And then they showed a promo. I said, hey, that's what Phil does. And
people who use
really
their voice.
It's really the coolest program. And I'm surprised you weren't contacted because it was made locally, I think.
People who use their voice in interesting ways?
In entertainment. From ventriloquism to people who do what you do on the radio.
Well, there's nobody that does what
I do
on the radio.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't mean exactly you. That's
you mean
why
people who do funny voices on the radio?
The promo was so short, but I thought of you. I said, I think Phil might find this interesting. But if you don't, you can always change it.
Well, so did they have a promo? Did they show which individuals?
Oh, oh, God, I don't remember the guy's name. It was just such a short one, but they're going to, like I said, the program's called 360, so they're going to look at voice and entertainment from every angle possible. So
well, they didn't look at it from,
might be interested.
Well, then they blew it because they didn't look at it from the angle of Phil Hendry.
Well, they should have. That's why I'm surprised you weren't contacted.
Here's a radio show. I mean, every day we do these character voices. We interact with the audience on a kind of an improv comedy level, and the caller is unaware that they're a part of this grander shtick. It's satire on top of all of that.
Hey,
and
Phil.
Nobody calls me up and has me on their stupid show and sticks a microphone in my face and says, Friday night at 9 o'clock at home watching PBS. Huh, Phil? What happened?
Hey, Phil, did you hear the news that Hollywood was contacted today, radio and film and TV, by some group in Washington, and they're creating some office between Hollywood and Bush?
Yeah, and they're going to find out how they get scenarios on what a terrorist might do.
So what if your shtick, when you do your shtick, it has like a patriotic theme? You've been doing that, and that's the coolest thing. Like, you know, husband and I were talking. So wouldn't it be cool if R.C. Collins calls Phil, and instead of wanting to join a cult, he wants to join the Army, and he's got to talk him out of it because he's too young. Things like that, you know. It's cool.
What? No, that sounds great. All right, well, look, let's see, you've given me so much information, I don't know whether to blow my brains out or keep going with the show. I think that, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, kid.
Bye.
Bye. I forget. I was spacing on something. I was thinking about NPR interviewed us once, but I guess PBS, I guess we're just too scary looking for TV, is that it? People that use their voices in interesting ways in the media, hey, what radio show uses their voice, you know, more interesting than this one? But whatever. You know, you just keep plugging away. It doesn't matter to me. It's fine. We do well. The show's doing fine. I just get in here every night. I sit down. I do it. Some nights it's better than others. Some nights it's brilliant. Some nights it blows beyond all recognition. We just do whatever we do. You know, just trying to keep the information and bullcrap flowing. I know. She was talking about those people from Hollywood contacted by Washington as a sort of liaison between Washington and Hollywood. Is that to keep the spirit of the country up? Is that what that's about? Because I did hear that they were contacting scriptwriters to come up with some far-fetched scenario on what a terrorist might do, and sort of using that imaginative arm of Hollywood, such as it is, they would then contact New York or Washington and say, I think they're going to, you know, get on, they're going to rappel themselves out of, you know, helicopters and invade all the air conditioning ducts with farts or something, you know. Oh, we didn't think of that. Thanks a lot. And one of the guys that they contacted to come up with these nightmare scenarios was the screenwriter for Grease. It didn't make any sense at first, and then I sat down and watched the movie, and it made a lot of sense. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Neil on the Phil Hendry Show. Neil?
Hi.
So, hi.
I have an opinion on the future of terrorism.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just wondering if anyone has taken into consideration the kids of these Islamic radicals. And they've been raised on the same views as the terrorists. And if anyone has taken into consideration that 10 years from now that these people, well, these kids are going to be grown-ups and they're going to be fighting the same war that they're grown-ups.
Maybe, and maybe they'll rebel.
Maybe
they'll want to become Microsoft executives. That's what happens with generation to generation. The kids tend to reject the values of their elders.
I'm hoping so, but I mean, if they don't, these kids are going to be pretty pissed off because we're basically blowing away their.
Hey, bodies. Guess what? You know who else is pissed off? The kids are the people that got butchered up at the World Trade Center. They're going to be pissed off too.
Well, I understand that, and I'm just wondering, these kids could be 10 times as dangerous as their fathers because they have the same views.
So what do you suggest? Do we sit them down and counsel them?
No, I think maybe that, you know, I mean, it would go against their propaganda war or something like that, but, you know, I mean, if there's a kid in one of those caves hiding or something, he's most likely going to end up being one of them in 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for that, sir. Boy, you had to sit and think long and hard and really take a lot of no-dos. Here's Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
All right. I had a comment about our Osama bin Lover fan there. I think what we got to go ahead and do is do a little charity fund for him, send him over to Afghanistan with Catchersmith, see how many bombs he can catch for us.
All right. Thanks for your call. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Like I said, we don't need to take any more phone calls, do we? Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got to tell you, you're awesome. I've listened to talk radio my whole life, and You're right when you say that you have invented a new thing in talk radio.
Because sure, we have.
You have indeed, and it's awesome. As Tony Screener, after September 11th, I thought, oh no, Phil ain't gonna make it through this.
You thought I was gonna turn into freaking Aaron Brown, huh?
Well, I thought you were gone, man, because people were so sensitive, or people are so sensitive.
Well, they are. Well, that's exactly what's happened. I mean, what happened after September 11th, I decided to do a more straight-laced show for the time being because comedy was not what was called for in the weeks following. But then we began to work our act back into it. But I have to deal with, fortunately or unfortunately, a variety of people at the programming level at a variety of radio stations who, I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to mention any radio stations by name, but there are some. I have no idea why they are running our show in the first place if they're going to be so sensitive to the kind of satire that we do.
Right.
Now, the people that know my show, the people that dig the show, the people that have supported the show and listened to the show, get it, man. They get it. And we explain it every day. We tell people what's going on, what the show's about. Now, if you have a radio station where you've got surrounding me a whole lot of that usual dull-ass talk radio that doesn't solve any problems but purports to, doesn't care about people but purports to, doesn't give any information or news but likes to say that it does, and then you want me to kind of tread the line. I had to deal with a station that, frankly, it made me angry because they had some problems with language. And I said, okay, this is what the show does, but I'll tell you what, I will mitigate the language, and I will not because I understand you're sensitive to it. But I knew then that I was dealing with a guy who was trying to find an excuse to blow the show up. I said it to the people that I worked for. I said, I'm not fooled for a minute. Guy's going to have another problem next week. And guess what? The following week, the guy had another problem. And this time, he didn't like the fact that after September the 11th, we were running some flashback material from previous shows just to give people an idea of what we did. And then he had another problem. I said, this is not coming as any surprise to me. And then he, eventually, started preempting me for some other guy doing another version of Rush Limbaugh's show. How many people have we got doing that? How many more people do we need stealing Rush Limbaugh's act? How many more conservative talk shows with the whole Limbaugh take on life are we going to have to hear? There's one Rush Limbaugh, only one. And how many more shows do we have to hear stealing what Howard does? So me, I come along, I say, well, I know what I want to do. I know the kind of radio I like to do. It's the kind of radio that I want to do, and I'm going to do all these phony voices. And it's so shocking and so different and so weird, and it's really hard to pigeonhole. And I don't know, should we put it on the air in the afternoon or at night? Or it isn't anything that Rush is doing or Howard or anybody. I mean, gosh. But we'll just keep pushing through, and we'll just keep doing the show, and we'll continue to succeed everywhere that we are. And, just got our L.A. numbers back, kicking amazing ass in Los Angeles. Took a look at our Philadelphia numbers, same thing there. And I don't talk about ratings all that much because it's, like, really dull, but it is a gauge, at least for me, on how well we're doing. And the rest of these guys can go pound sand, man, and there's a whole lot of it over there in the Middle East. All right, how's that for a lockout, huh? A whole lot of it over there in the Middle East. I'm Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
On our website, by the way, today our special question, Phil Hendry Polls America question, is the following question. Of the following anchors and reporters, which looks most like he or she will crap themselves out of fear? And leading the voting by one percentage point is Aaron Brown of CNN. He has 30% of the vote, followed by Paula Zahn of CNN with 29% of the vote. Those two anchors look for all the world, they're not fooling anybody. You know, they try to come off cool, calm, and collected, and there with the cool, calm, and collected information, they both look like they'd pinch one in a second right there on the set. Because they're freaking out about everything that they're reporting on. Then in third place, Bill O'Reilly from Fox. And last, and I thought that I think he should be ahead of Bill O'Reilly, Bill Press from CNN. So those four people are considered by our audience to be the four individuals who are handling the pressure of this story, 9/11, and most recently the anthrax scares. They're handling the pressure worse than any of their colleagues. How do you like that? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go over here to Ken on the Phil Henry Show. Ken?
Hey, sir. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Hey, you do by far have the number one show. It is absolutely fantastic. But your screener told me to get right to the point, so I will.
Which you didn't do.
I know.
Yeah.
I should pay attention.
Already, you should pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's Jeff in Clearwater. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all
right.
Hold
on for a minute, okay? I want to go talk to a woman here. Kirsten in Utah.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Phil. I love your show.
Thanks.
Listen to it every day.
Well, you're really nice. I guess I was fishing for compliments. I don't need that. I just wanted to make a few points pursuant to the 9/11 style of programming and before and after and how we do it all. So
right.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm wondering, how does the rating system work? How do they get their numbers?
I don't know.
You don't know?
And if I did, I couldn't tell you. They'd have to cut my tongue out.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But
thanks.
It's a lot of hocus pocus. It's got no basis in reality.
I believe that.
The methodology used for rating radio is beyond the grasp of Dionne Warwick. I'm telling you. You know, we go from one ratings period to the next, not knowing whether we'll have a job or not, and it's all based on some guy with a bone through his nose and throwing sand up in the air and watching, you know, and counting the fireflies, and that's it. The head radio ratings guy, seriously, since you asked, lives in a cave in Afghanistan. And he ingests peyote, and then he runs out into the woods, and, you know, it's all very scientific. Miss Cleo couldn't tell you how we rate radio. The one there from Jamaica?
That's right, man. I think the man you're in love with, he's a good man.
Yeah, bullcrap. Why didn't you predict that freaking airplane going into the tower? What you talk about? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, Kirsten.
All right, thanks.
God bless you, hon. Thanks for calling. Bye. That's a hot one. How do they rate radio? Well, I'll tell you. First, you take a big handful of peyote buttons. And when you begin to actively hallucinate, then you're, then you'll know how to read them, too. All right, let me go back to Jeff here. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry. Jeff?
I think that's what's going on over in Afghanistan. I think these guys, they've been starved for so long. People like Bin Laden, all the guys with all the money are starving. I think the masses to the point where I think they're delirious. I mean, the education level over there is, I think, so poor. And we blame their religion. We blame all these different things. But I think it's kind of like over here in the United States where, you've got hillbillies or rednecks, not very educated. Some of them didn't go through the third grade even. And then they grow up to worship at a snake handling church.
Some of them get out of the Appalachians or wherever, and they go on to become doctors, scientists, or in the case of Clarice Starling, the FBI.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. And I think what's going on here is that, due to a lack of education, I think, anybody who doesn't know enough about something, they want to believe. And I think, people in general have good hearts.
Look,
and I think the same thing in Afghanistan. You've got to... The education over there is so poor.
Okay, what's the point you're trying to make? What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is, over there, it's a third world country. They don't even know as much about the religion.
I know, so what is the point you're trying to make?
They think they know.
What is the point you're trying to make? Make your point. Instead of trying to yell over me, make your freaking point here.
Well, the point I'm trying
to make... Oh, get out of here. I got 30 seconds left in the show. I'm trying desperately to find out what this guy's whole point is about how dirt poor they are and how the religion and everything else. And I'm going home, and I got a fresh bottle of Don Julio, just counting the moments.